Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. That's where my brothers, we all locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun. So call me Pharaoh now.
Rabbit
that's just some food for thought. So take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green.
Damn.
Money over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
Damn.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again.
Yeah.
Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask them.
Nah.
Just get up on your knees and talk to God. Don't worry about your sin.
I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him.
This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? Use your glasses, damn.
I'm tired of all my people. See, that's niggas with no action plan.
And I didn't choose to rap, he just fell into a backup plan.
So let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
Yeah.
I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel this, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When they looking for a reason to put a bullet in his ladder, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of all us? Cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Robux. And you can't hold us down, we hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms.
Money,
military, college.
All right. Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher, day three. And today is Tuesday, February the 3rd. I'm sorry, February the 7th. I don't know why I said the 3rd. February the 7th of 2017. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding soul study for you today. As you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my guys, my sisters, we've got a very important topic. We're talking about vibrational matching. We want to talk about how, in my life anyway, the thing that I ask for, I never get. I always get something that I really probably was thinking subconsciously, or maybe I was afraid of. And so I usually draw into my life what I fear instead of drawing into my life what I faith. And if your life is anything like mine, you will find that most of the time, if you really, really look at and examine your life, we attract into our lives whatever we give our energy and our attention and our focus to. whether that thing is wanted or unwanted. Since fear is a thought and faith is a thought, they both draw things or repel things. Fear and faith is two sides of the same coin. It's like electricity and magnetism. It's two sides of the same coin. It's energy. It's your energy. And so people hold certain thoughts, and these thoughts vibrate in a certain way, and they become magnets. These thoughts are magnets, and these magnets attract certain wealth, health, wisdom, and relationships, or it repels certain wealth, health, wisdom, and relationships. And so every day we are vibrating, and our vibrations or our frequencies, they change every moment because our thoughts change. You ever heard that saying, birds of a feather flock together? That is a very, very true statement. But why is that statement true? What is it about your journey that you are creating or co-creating? You see, the universe does not give you what you ask for. Instead, the universe gives you what you are vibrationally aligned for. Let me say that again, because that's a very powerful and a very dangerous statement. If you really understand the depth of what I just said, it's very, very, very empowering. It's also very, very, very humbling, because the universe or God doesn't respond to what you are asking for. Now, so why do we ask? We spend there's so much emphasis placed upon asking, praying, meditating, when the emphasis should be placed upon what are you vibrating. So as I'm talking to you right now, you are vibrating on a particular frequency. I love to talk to people in relationships with relationship issues or problems, because you have to be the vibration of what you want to experience. Let me say that again. So you got to be the vibrational equivalent of the thing that you wish to experience. Let me say that again. I still don't know if it registered, so I'm going to say it once again. You have to be the vibrational equivalent thing that you wish to experience. One more time, because, again, somebody missed it. You have to be the vibrational equivalent of the thing that you wish to manifest. You have to be the vibrational equivalent of a millionaire if you want to be a millionaire. You got to be the vibrational equivalent of a marathon runner if you want to be a marathon runner. You have to be the vibrational equivalent of a Reverend Dr. Bishop if you want to be a Reverend Dr. Bishop. You have to be the vibrational equivalent of Halle Berry if you, brother, want to be in a relationship with Halle Berry. You got to be the vibrational equivalent with Denzel Washington if you want to be in a relationship with Denzel Washington. You must be the vibrational equivalent of the thing that you wish to be. You must be a vibrational match. Since you are not a vibrational match of the wealth, health, wisdom, and relationship that you are wishing for, you are repelling the very ideal of the thing that you wish to maintain. Now, the problem, my brothers and sisters, is nobody really teaches. We talk about the secret, the law of attraction. We talk about frequencies, cymatics, chromatics. But when we talk about vibrations, we have to make sure that we understand what I'm saying. You see, brothers and sisters, when we talk about vibrations, we are talking about the universe. Everything in the universe vibrates. See, if you want to change something, you must stop focusing on it. Now, that's a good First time you heard that one, right? Well, let me say it again. If you want to change something, you must stop focusing on it and instead focus on the thing you wish to become. Become the vibrations, or you must come in a vibrational alignment with the things that you want, not the things that you have. See, right now you are in a vibrational alignment with everything. Look around you. Look at your friends. Look at your car. Look at your house. Look at your job. Look at your bank account. Look at your mate. Look at your body. Go to the mirror and look at your body. Your body is a vibrational equivalent of the mind. If you change your mind, you change your body. guaranteed. If you change your mind, you change your bank account. I'm living proof of that. If you change your mind, if you change your thoughts, you change your wisdom. I'm living proof of that. You can go from being ignorant, you can go from being a functional illiterate that cannot read and write the English language, and you will be publisher, you'll be the author of 50 books if you change your vibrational match. Right now you are a vibrational match for everything in your life. I don't care how much you want to get rid of it or how much you want to change it. It is impossible to change it or get rid of it unless you change your vibratory rate. For example, let's say right now I'm vibrating at 75 megahertz, MHZ. So I'm going to attract people into my life that's between, let's say, 70 and 80. So because I'm at 75, I can draw somebody that's a little bit lower and I can draw somebody that's a little bit higher. But it's very unlikely that I'm going to draw somebody that's vibrating on a 25 if I'm vibrating on a 75. We ain't going to get along. For whatever reasons, every time we come in contact with each other, they're going to piss me off, I'm going to piss them off. See, if you want to attract your ideal mate or your ideal partner, you have to become a vibrational match to the person that you want to share the rest of your life with. If you want to get that job as a CEO, you have to be the vibrational match of the CEO of a major corporation. If you want to be a lean, green, mean fighting machine, well, how did I go when I went to Marine Corps? First day at boot camp, I think I was 150 pounds soaking wet. When I left the Marine Corps, I was 195 pounds, with less body fat than when I went in. So they took off fat and they added on almost 30 pounds of muscle. How did they do it? Changed my vibrations. They changed the way I thought. Now, that was a forced change, but it still was a change. Now, let me make sure you understand how this works, brothers and sisters, because, see, right now you are emitting a vibration, but a lot of times what you are emitting and what you are thinking is two different things. Because remember, the heart emits 100 times more electricity and magnetism than the brain. So you are thinking one thing with your head, but you are vibrating another thing with your heart. Therefore, you bring about what you think about in your heart, not in your head. So you can use mantras. You can say, I am wealthy, I am healthy, I am wise, but your heart has a feeling. I like when I talk to couples because men know when they do something wrong. They know. Like, I knew, so I feel bad. Now, if I could get rid of the bad feeling, then I wouldn't have no conscience. Then I can go around and I could cheat, lie, steal, I could do anything. But unfortunately, I got a conscience. So when I do that, I feel, I draw, and I get caught. Criminals that don't get caught don't got consciousness. They don't have one. They are OPs. They are organic portals. That's why they can do what they do, and they don't draw attention to themselves because they don't feel. They cut somebody's throat, they don't feel nothing. So they don't draw nothing. Now, remember, I'm going to be breaking down this later on in the year with my group and sharing some of the pieces with the public about the etheric force. Because, again, whatever you are for, you repel. Whatever you are against, you attract. Whatever you are neutral to when it comes to putting your energy into, now your energy got to go somewhere, so what do you do with it? You put it in through yourself. You become a self-sustaining, a life sustaining. So therefore, you're not putting any out, you're not sending out any energy, and you're not pulling any energy, meaning that you're not pulling something towards you, you're not pushing anything away from you. Now, the reason why that is so important, because when we talk about vibrational matching, when we talk about you don't get what you ask for, because you are asking with your head, you get what you vibrate for, because you vibrate with your heart. Now, the goal is that your heart and your head should be on the same team. Now, that's the smoking gun. That's how you bring stuff into your life like yesterday. So how do you become clear about what you want? Now, people tell me this all the time. I said the easiest way is write down what you don't want. Okay, people may not know in the area of wealth. I say, man, what do you want in the area of wealth? Well, you know, I don't know. I just want to make some money. Okay, how much money do you want to make? And how are you going to make that money? Well, you know what? I want to make $30,000. Okay, you want to make $30,000 a year. doing what? How are you going to make $30,000 a year? Well, I don't know. Well, how about we make $30,000 a year being a roofer in Texas in August? You ever been on top of a roof in Texas in August when it's about 110 degrees? And you're inside, you know, pretty boy? Don't like getting your nails, you know, chipped? Yeah, I don't think you want to do that. We know that that's out. So roofing is out. We know filling potholes, working for the city, driving around on street maintenance is out. Construction is out. Okay, list the things that you don't like. The opposite of that is what you do like. So for me, it's really easy to become clear, crystal clear about what I want. But for some people, that is a difficult task. So how are you going to vibrate something and you don't even know? The thing that blows me away is there's people that, like me, when I started this journey, I had no idea. Shizness was showing up in my life. Some of it was good and some of it was bad. And I couldn't understand why bad things was happening to me. Because I was ordering bad things. Well, I didn't know. How was I ordering it? I was fearing it. So like the book of Job, when Job said the thing that I have feared the most, that's what Job said. Job said the thing that I feared the most has come upon me. Because fear is a thought. So thoughts are vibrations. Now, we got to go a little bit further down the rabbit trail because to see the universe, God wants you to know this. God wants you to know, stop praying to me, begging and pleading, because I don't listen to those prayers. God gave you a brain and he gave you a heart. God established a vibratory law. He established universal law. And God says if you want to change something, you got to stop focusing on what you got. Instead, you got to focus it on the thing that you want. Now, what does that mean? That simply means that each one of us should strive to be the change that we seek in the world. Now, that's a quote that was by Gandhi. What was that? What does that mean, though? We should strive to be the change that we seek in the world. That means that we should be the vibration that we want to experience. Let me say it again. We should be, past tense, mental disposition. We should be, past tense, mental disposition. That's why my book is entitled The Ultimate Secret to Being Rich. It's not The Ultimate Secret to Getting Rich. So everybody's trying to get something. If you're trying to get something, the universe doesn't respond. The universe doesn't respond to human gettings because you're not a human getting. You are a human doing. But you're not a human doing. You're a human being. So the universe doesn't respond to people who are trying to get something. The universe doesn't respond to people who are trying to do something. The universe only responds to people who are trying to be something because you are a human being, and you vibrate as a being. You are a beam. You are beaming, a B-E-A-M, beam, not B-E-I-N-G. It's B-E-A-M. You are a beam of light. As a beaming, you are beaming. You are B-E-A-M. Now, Lupe of Fiasco wrote a book. He did a song called Beaming. Now, beaming is actually a Luciferian construct. It's something that the Luciferians use all the time. And so you go to the mall and somebody's staring at you. What they're doing is metaphysically they're reaching out and tapping you on the shoulder. That's why you always look and you notice and you feel like somebody's watching you. And you turn around, y'all make eye contact, and the person looks down or they look away. So believe you go to the mall today, go anywhere, just walk around. And then just turn and make eye contact with somebody because that person is staring at you. Now, women, y'all know this. Now, women, this happens to women all the time. If you're an attractive woman, everywhere you go, dudes are always staring at you. And y'all can feel it. I once said, I was talking about how a lot of women who go into porn have a lot of problems sleeping at night. Because when you take an image and somebody, and you put it in Playboy magazine, and that Playboy magazine is sent all around the country, every time a person looks at your image, your body, your aura, because that image is a imaging, it is phantasmagoria, it's capturing a part of your aura or your essence. So you can sense it when somebody is looking at your picture. So the more pictures you got that floating around, the more uncomfortable you will feel. The more you feel like somebody's always watching you, because they are. Pixels, that's what the Bible says, you should not make no graven image before me. Pixels are the most dangerous thing on earth because a pixel means that you're capturing a pic You're capturing a photon. You're capturing beams. You're capturing light particles. And those light particles, when they are observed, according to science, whatever you do to one particle, regardless of the space and the time and the distance, it vibrates or it manipulates the other particle. So if I slap a particle in California, that particle in New York will feel it, according to quantum physics. So if you got a picture of you in New York and you in California, and there's 100,000 people looking at that picture of you in New York and you in California, you're going to feel it. You're going to sense it because of the vibrations. That's how powerful vibrational matching is. So let me make sure you understand what I'm saying. You see, because you are a mortal. I don't know what other words it is. Every thought is a feeling. Every feeling is a vibration. And it has a specific frequency. So right now, I'm vibrationally calling you. Because right now, I'm vibrating. We are vibrational beings experiencing a mass and matter experiencing mass and matter. So you draw matter into your life based upon the vibration that you are putting out. So matter is molded and then it's created. So it is only manifested into your life based upon the intensity of the words and the perspective and the understanding and the ownership and the declarations that you are making. So when you make an emphatic, powerful statement, you are drawing, what you are doing is you are coming into an alignment with the universe. And you're telling the universe that, hey, I want to create. So you create by using unwritten words and unspoken thoughts. That's frequencies. So no amount of affirmations can manifest what you desire unless you align vibrationally with that affirmation. So you can walk around all you want to say affirmations. That's great. It doesn't mean nothing if you feel. That's why you cannot allow somebody to make you feel bad. Let me say that again. If somebody comes up to you and they make you feel bad, if somebody outside of you can make you feel something inside of you, you're in trouble. Because right now, anybody can just pull up alongside of you and say, hey, now let's say if you're an African-American like me, and somebody walk up to me and call me the N-word, and that makes me do what? Feel. So I draw negativity, I draw adversity, I draw conflict into my life because I am responding. Now remember, whatever you react to, you enact to, because vibration is a reaction. So when you react, that means to join in the act or the play. So I don't want to be a part of that drama. So remember, never react unless you're going to take a act. So you don't react, you don't give your vibration or your energy to anything. Because your desires, unless you align vibrationally with what you want, will never manifest in your life. Because what is happening is your entanglement. Now, quantum physics call this the entanglement theory. So there's a point where your vibrations entangles with the universe or with God. See, when we align with our vibrations, our desires, we create wholeness. We create an alignment. That's our true nature. That's our true birthright. So anytime, all I did was I aligned with my birthright. My birthright is I am a didactic teacher. And so instead of me doing the other 50 jobs that I was doing, I decided to align with my birthright. And by aligning vibrationally, but how did I align vibrationally with my birthright? Number one, I chose that I wanted to be the qualities and the characteristics that was innate instead of me going out and trying to get new ones. So I stopped going out to acquire new skills. And I established a relationship with my existing skills. So I stopped. See, you don't have to focus on what you do not want to attract. But what you got to do is you got to examine what you do not like. Now, that means simply this. There are certain qualities and characteristics that you don't like. Remember I said make a list of stuff that you don't like. They call this negative visualization. So if you have a negative visualization, let's say I don't want to drown. But let's say I have an image. I create an image in my brain, a mental picture of me drowning. And I think about me drowning. The things that I want are the exact opposites of the things that I don't want. I don't want to drown. I don't want to experience drowning. So if I place a negative visualization in my head of me drowning, that's going to motivate me to learn how to swim, which is exactly what I did. Because I actually had an experience where I almost drowned. And so I kept having this dream of me drowning. And then I went into the Marines. First thing I did, they said, oh, all the Marines line up over here, and then they pushed us into the pool, and I almost drowned. Again. So by the time I graduated, I was a WSSI instructor, water safety survival instructor. I was a lifeguard certified by Red Cross. Why? I used that negative image to create a positive experience. Now, let's say I only had that negative event and I never took no actions. I would draw, or I would become a vibrational match for that negative event. And that negative event would happen in my life. Poor people are poor because they think poor thoughts. They are a vibrational match for poverty. It is impossible to be poor unless you are a vibrational match for poverty. Impossible. It is impossible for you to be sick unless you are a vibrational match for sickness. Impossible. Now, as I've said on many, 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 many shows, and I will say it again today, you can go to Google or you go to your favorite search engine and you can type in Royal Raymond Rife. And you can read his story and his frequency machine that he invented. And Royal Raymond Rife, he invented this time-lapse, I don't know what you can call it. Basically, it assigns a frequency to all disease. Now, I told you about my friend, Dr. Will Hawkins, down in Houston, who has the machine. And he has a book that's 600 pages. And he has a machine that matches the vibration of any disease and then elevates it. So what does that mean for you? That means that there is a frequency generator that is built into everything on earth, and it runs nonstop. So once you understand the principles of vibration, and you understand what Royal Raymond Rife did, he simply, and now this is scientifically proven, if you match the vibration of cancer and you elevate it, it destroys the cancer cell. It just pops it, just poof. Now, you can go to YouTube and type this in. You can see the cancer cells being, now this is called sound therapy. You know, they have a lot of different names for it. You can call it whatever you want. But these frequency generators use amplifiers, and they can be controlled by computer software. Now, your computer is controlled. Your laptop, your desktop computer, again, has this capability. Your cell phone uses this capability. Your TV, all electronics, they're all frequencies. And so that's why you can become electronically, demonically possessed. Because the frequencies make you feel, the frequencies make noise. Noise comes from the word nausea. That's why you always feel nauseated when you get sick, because of the sound. But you can't hear it with your ears, but you can feel it with your heart. Now, when it comes to the positive aspects of vibrational matching, let's suppose that you list, like I did. Now, this is exactly what I did. This is how I know it works. So I wrote down on a piece of paper, and I've said this story many times, so we'll give you the short version. Now, my first divorce, I wrote down on a piece of paper everything that I wanted in a female. And I wrote everything down on a piece of paper you know, height, color, you know, belief system, you know, money, personality, everything. The only thing I didn't write down on that paper was age and children. I don't know why. I just never thought, about it. Everything that my current wife has is exactly what I wrote down on that paper 5 years before I met her. Exactly. Including the things that I didn't write down, which was I didn't write down age. So my wife is a lot younger than me. I never thought about it. My wife's kids are a lot younger than my kids. My kids are just about grown. All my kids are grown and gone. So that's how dangerous that is. You forget to write something down, brother. You forget to write something down. So now writing it down doesn't mean anything. I wrote it down because Habakkuk 4:2 says, take the vision, write it down, make it plain, so that those that read it can run with it. And so they said that there's something about writing it down and reading it that adds another element to it because you're using another sense. So the more of your senses that you use to activate your vibration, it manifests it in your life faster. So if I'm only using my ears, right now you're only using your ears, right? You're using, this is an audio message. So you can't see me, so you're only using one sense. But let's say you use audio and I have some kind of device that you can smell something. And I have something that you could touch. And I have something that you could see. And I have something that you could, which one did I leave out? Anyway, the more of your five senses that you use, brother, the faster the thing manifests in your life. So if you're only using an audio message, that's great. That's why you got to do it. Because why? Faith comes by hearing. And hearing by the word of God. So when you hear words over and over again, that's dangerous. Because that's going to establish and that's going to draw what you're hearing subconsciously into your brain or into your life. Now, all of this works subconsciously. That means that your conscious brain don't even know that it's showing up. So right now I'm talking to you, you're drawing stuff into your life right now. Are you aware of what you're drawing into your life? See, we are beings of light and love. That's what we are. We are beings of light that uses love. But many of us, we have become, our light has become dim and our love has turned to hate. So now we are not aligned with our true selves. We are disconnected. We are alone. We are afraid. We are uncomfortable. We are not resonated. We are vibrating on fear instead of faith. So now we are not in cohesion or in a cohesiveness. We're not, again, in a vibratory state with the planned net or with the planet. Now, let's take it a step further. What about the vibrations of food? Now, in my new book, I talk about atomic communications. In this book entitled Neurotheology and Nutrition, I break down how atoms communicate. And so most people don't understand that your food that you eat has a frequency. And so let's say my vibratory rate, I'm vibrating at 75, and I'm going to go out to a fast food restaurant, and I put fast food in my mouth. And so the frequency of that fast food is not the same frequency of my body. It lowers my vibratory rate. Let me say that again. See, we're not taught that low vibrational foods should not be ingested. Instead, I should ingest high vibrational foods because I want to oscillate and vibrate on a high vibration because I want to be one with the source. So since spirit oscillates or vibrates on a high vibration or high vibratory rate, and I'm eating acidic foods. I'm eating meat and fried foods and fast foods. I'm eating a carbohydrate-rich, you know, sugar diet, and I'm consuming these foods. You know that whatever food you consume, that food consumes you. It consumes your energy. So you must put in your mouth a vibrational food or substance that elevates your atomic molecular level. What does that mean in English? That means that you got to eat light because you're a light being, not light, like light food. You got to eat light, L-I-G-H-T. That means if you can't find something that the sun didn't hit and animate it, you shouldn't eat it. Why? You got to understand that you are a photon being. And so you got to eat photons because photons are higher frequency foods. Once you start to understand that photons is the key to understanding the various dimensions and the various frequency levels and the multiverse, because now remember, I teach super consciousness. I teach quantum thinking. I don't teach that you get your information from this dimension. I teach that you get your information from the multiverse. That means that you got to absorb photons. You got to absorb as much light as possible. That means that, again, the more energy, the more excited that you are. That's why I'm talking fast right now. That's why I'm excited. Because, again, my vibratory, I baked fish this morning. That's it. Lemon water. No carbs. Because why? I wanted to maintain, I wanted some protein, but I wanted to get a high vibratory rate. This afternoon, that's what I'm going to be knocking out. Nothing but probably I'm going to let this digest. I'm going to wait about 6 hours, get this done, and then I'm going to flush it out of my system. How? Lemon water, and I'm going to be something citrus. Probably grapefruit or some oranges. The oranges, the citrus is going to help with the detoxification of the fish to get that fish out of my system. Because I just needed the protein because I was lifting heavy weights today. So I have to eat foods which contain a higher level of vibratory frequency. I cannot ingest lower vibratory frequency because if I do, it's going to result in disharmony within my cells. And so my cells are going to be impure. My cells are not going to vibrate at their natural set point. My cells cannot be restored to the natural equilibrium. See, I am naturally healthy. I am naturally wealthy. I am naturally wise. I am naturally in a great relationship. The only way that I cannot be in a good relationship is by eating bad foods and thinking bad thoughts. That's the only way. The only way that I can be in a state of disharmony, health, is if I'm thinking bad thoughts and eating bad foods. That's the only way. The only way, my brothers and sisters, that you can be, that you cannot be wealthy, if you're not wealthy right now, if you're not healthy, if you're not wise, if you're not in an earth-shattering relationship right now, it's because you forced your body's spectrum, the electromagnetic spectrum of the body, your set point or your operating state. Your biological operating frequency is in a state of gradual transition to an acidic state, which results in disharmony instead of harmony. Now, you are naturally in a state of harmony unless you eat something. It's like if I'm going to introduce a vibratory pebble into water. So I have a pebble, and the water is alkaline, and I introduce a pebble into the water that is non-alkaline. It is acidic. That pebble is going to lower the alkalinity level of that water. So when you introduce food that vibrates at a lower level into your body that's at a higher level, the new food that's entering into the rest of the biological components, it causes a reduction in the frequency of the entire component. If you introduce a thought into the brain, and if you vibrate, and let's say I'm doing great. I woke up this morning, man, off the chain, man, life is good. And I'm introduced, God forbid, family member passed away. I introduce a thought into my body. What does it do? What immediately happened? My mood changes. Why? Because a thought that was a lower vibration of my high vibration thought was introduced into my brain. Somebody just died. Close family members, a cousin, nephew, something happened. I go to my job and say, I am Mr. Rogers, I'm sorry, but, you know, we got to cut back. Trump is in office, so guess what? We got to lay you off. Now, I walked into the office this morning skipping. I was on cloud nine. I woke up this morning, man. I got my workout in. Threw me some, you know, some warm lemon water. Man, you know what? Burn out some calories. Got some meditation. You know, read some good stuff. Man, life was great. And I'm just singing. I'm on cloud nine. And I walk into my office and they say, Mr. Rogers, come here, sir. You know what? You know they're all saying, you know, last in, first out. Well, it's just you're the last one hired at the company. You know, we got to let you go, homie. We love you, appreciate you. We're going to give you a gold watch, but we're going to need the parking spot back. And I'm like, what happened? What, you know, cutbacks, man. Nothing personal. Just you, the last guy hired him. We can't fire Jim Bob. He's been with the company for 20 years. You've been here 2 months. Now, I was good until what changed that thought? What was the thought? No more money. So anytime something can come into your life from outside of your life, it's going to lower your vibratory rate if you let it. Now, see, if you're like me, then you got multiple streams of income. And, you know, you got, you know, each one of my books is a stream of income. Each one of my audio shows is a stream of income. Each one of my clients, my one-on-ones, is a stream of income. Each one of them, when I do my spiritual therapy, each one of my clients, each one of my seminars, each one of my speaking engagements. So I got multiple streams of income. So if one stream dries up, I'm good. I just got another stream. How many streams of income you got? Are you aligning with a high vibration? See, high vibration brings strength. It brings balance. It brings happiness. It brings joy. It brings peace. It brings gentleness. It brings meekness. It brings self-control. Because why? Now you are aligning, or you will have realigned your frequency with the universe, with God. And now you begin to broadcast the same frequency as God. And so when you go out into the world, the loosened fire, the devils, they're like, oh, we see the devils, they can't see bodies, but they can see frequency. So if you are on the same frequency as God, they think that you are God. They don't know the difference. So when you speak as one having authority because you're on the same frequency as God, so the demons respect you as God. I don't think you understand what I just said. Let me say it again. See, when they saw Yahushua, they said, oh, first of all, isn't that the carpenter's son? Then the next thing they said is, why is he speaking like one who has authority? Why? He elevated his vibratory rate. He became a vibrational match for the word of God. When you speak the word of God with the frequency of God, you become God. Now, again, for you religious folks, I understand. That's contrary to your theology. I'm cool with it if you're cool with it. Stay in your box. I'm good. Y'all keep hanging on. Y'all blessings coming tomorrow. I understand. I've been there. I was there for 40 years, so I understand. I held on, too. I know folks still there waiting for their blessing to come. Hang on, brother. Your blessing's coming tomorrow. Now, I can make fun because I was a licensed and ordained preacher. I've been there and done that, and nobody on earth can look me in my eye and tell me that I don't have the right. I'm a black man. I can talk about black people. You'll never hear me say nothing negative about white people because I ain't white. I don't know their plight. But I'm a black man in America, brother. So I can talk about that. I was an idiot who gave my money to some preacher. And then I became the preacher. And I let them beat my kids. I freaking lost cars and houses because I was stupid. Now, you may not be as dumb as I was, but I can talk about myself. Because I've been there and done that. And I understand how dangerous it is. That's why I don't pull no punches when people are playing church. If you do not have no self-directed study, you cannot go through the biological transition that you need in order to change the genes. So your genes are not fixed. They are affected by your thoughts, according to my book, Neurotheology, according to Dr. Bruce Lipton's book, The Biology of Belief, and according to every other physicist and every other historian or histologist or anybody who knows anything about cellular biology. They all know that the cells are fluid and dynamic, and they alter their appearance based upon the experience, the thoughts, and the words, and the actions of the person. So right now, the genes change their expression based upon you, brother, based upon you, sister. So let me ask the question again. Are you co-creating your reality with the Creator? All of the universe, according to Scripture, the whole universe, all of creation is groaning. They're waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. That's what the Bible says. So all of creation is waiting on you to do what I'm doing. That is what? Create your own reality. Now you're praying to God, God help me, Father, please, God. And God is like, I ain't helping you. I'm giving you everything that you need for life and godliness. When I died on a cross, I said it is finished. God is up in heaven, sitting back, kicking on, sipping a pina colada. Y'all know I'm just playing. All I'm simply saying, if it is to be, it's up to me. Why? Because the Bible says all of creation groans. Why is creation groaning? Can somebody please break that down for me, please? Why is creation eagerly waiting on you? Why? What are they waiting for you to do? Well, Romans 8:19 says, I consider that our present sufferings are not comparable to the glory that will be revealed in us. The creation waits in eager anticipation for the revelation of the sons of God. The whole earth is waiting for you to get a grip. They say, I hope today is the day that he gets a revelation. The word revelation means unveiling. I'm trying to unveil something to you right now. What am I trying to unveil to you? All of creation is waiting eagerly for the future day when God will reveal who his children really are. That would be you. For creation was subject to futility, not by its own will, but because of the one who subjected it to it. So creation is waiting on you and me to get our shiftness together so that way we can start being creators, co-creators with the creator, according to Romans 8, verse 19. Now, Brother Will, I mean, you should be sharing yourself. Brother Will, that sounds interesting, brother. But how do we become a vibratory match for wealth, for health, for wisdom, and for relationships? How do we do that, brother? Well, let's suppose that you did what I did. You make a list. You write down everything that you want in your partner. You write down everything that you want, which is what I got right now. I'm looking at it right now. I got 25 in 2017. And then I did the math, 25, and I did, you know, the numbers and stuff, and I got it written down. And so I'm a vibratory match for that. Because every day, that's in my brain. And I put it in my brain long enough, it's going to drop that 5 inches down to my heart. And then my head and my heart are going to be on the same page. When that happens, bam, showtime. So I have to do something, though. I got a thought in my head for an area of wealth. I'm going to get 25 people to give me $5,000 in the year 2017 doing what? I got to have something. Somebody's going to give me $5,000. What are they going to give me $5,000 for? Well, I got a book called Plutonomic Temple Building DNA Blueprint for Success. So in this book, you don't give me $5,000 for what? What are they going to do? Well, I'm going to remove all of them demons inside your head. Brother Will, how are you going to do that? The Word of God. Why? The Word of God is alive, powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. Has the ability to divide spirit. So, joint and marrow, and it is discerned of the thoughts and intents of the heart, Hebrews 4:12. Now, again, what does that mean, though? Well, inside my book, I break it down. I talk about the first principle, number one, destiny. Then we're going to talk about the standard. What is the standard? Oh, you don't have one of those? Oh, you haven't read my book, The Standard. So I got a 400-page book that explains the standard that's written inside of your blood. It's called the Hashem. Now, this is called theobiology. My good buddy, I forgot his name, from MIT, wrote a book, studied with him. Guess what? Inside of the blood, I can biologically prove using laminin to any reproductive bishop on the planet or off the planet, for that matter. Using your blood, go to Google, type in the word laminin. Look at the laminin. It's the shape of the cross. Laminin is a gluon. Now, there are quarks and there are quinones and there are gluons inside your body. What is a gluon? The gluon is the thing that holds the body together. The gluons are called Christ inside the Bible. Because what does Christ do? He holds the body together. So anything that you can tell me with a scripture, I can tell you with biology. Anything. Just give me a scripture, I can use the biological equivalent. Now, I do this all day. This is what I do for a living. That's why I can biologically override any demon. With no scriptures, I can demonize anybody. I've done it. I don't know. I'm about to start getting some of these testimonies. Last dude I told you about went over to Brazil, came back, picked up a couple of things, said, Doc, I got some entities. I got some plant gods. That's what they told me. Well, they said, hey, we are the plant gods. The plants that you ingested, we're their gods. We coming to get you. He didn't like it, but he knew how to get rid of them. What do you think I told him to do? Did I pray for him? Did I slap oil on his forehead? Did I lay hands on him? Did I go see him? No, I texted him, and I told him what to do. Guess what? Them puppies are gone. Why? Takes specialized knowledge. Now, that's the fourth principle inside of the 13 principles that I will be going through with my group on the Clarinomics Temple Building Blueprint. If you don't have this book, and I'm giving this book away for free, at least get the book and the 10 hours of free audio if you can't join the group. Now, if you're a smart puppy, you're usually in the group. Because then I'm going to talk about DNA activation, phantom DNA, not the stuff that everybody's talking about, your phantom DNA. That's the new molecule stuff that Brother Rome sent me that I was talking about. That's inside your body. I've been talking about it for 20 years. We're going to break it down for you. Then we're going to break down diligence. We're going to break down photon physics. We're going to break down resonance. Resonance. Miles, you know what resonance means? Resound. So you got to sound, but you got to resound, resonance. The human resonance. We got to resound your resonance. That's what vibrational matching is. All of this is inside of my book. We're going to talk about the biology of the temple. We're going to break down theosocial nutrition. Man, we got so much stuff that we're going to be going through this year. Why? Why, brothers? Because now we're going to do IMRs, immediate measurable results. That's it. I'm already seeing immediate measurable results. Already seeing it. All I'm doing is removing fear and replacing it with faith. But those fear mechanisms, they're not going to go nowhere because they've been there for eons. You got to replace them. It's like go driving down a road. You don't go in there and try to unroot or tear up that trail. You just stop traveling down it. You ever seen a trail through the forest? What happens when people start walking on that trail? It gets overgrown by grass. So you got thoughts in your brain, and you've been thinking the same thoughts. You've been doing the same thing for eons. What happens when you stop thinking that thoughts? It get overgrown by neurons. And let's say we start going down another trail, and we go down that trail every day 100, 300, 400, 500 times. We establish a new what? Neurological network. It's called a neural net. When we establish that neural net, that is a vibration. See, a vibration is not just one thought, homie. It's not just one thought. So if I just have one thought of my ideal mate, is she going to show up? And so I got one thought, 25 people, that's going to give me $5,000 in 2017 so I can reach my goal in the area of wealth, and I only think about it once a day, and it's not going to work. I got to establish a neurological network. Why do y'all think I wrote a book? Why do you think I did 20-plus shows? Why do you think I talk about it on every day? Why do you think in the morning I get up, I talk about it? Noon, I talk about it. Night, I talk about it. All day, 24/7, 365. All I got on my brain is 25 in 2017. That's all I think about every day in the area of wealth. What about the area of health? Now, I'm doing two days. Now, 2 days. Now, I have this inside of my book. This is my routine. I've been doing it for 20 years, work like clockwork. So this morning, what did I do this morning? Drunk lemon water and went to the gym. Exercise on an empty stomach. Why don't I eat breakfast and then go exercise? Because I'm trying to burn stored fat. I'm trying to trick my body. Say, you got to be smaller than the body. But let's say you don't know that. You eat and then you go, then you don't lose no weight and you don't gain no muscle. You exercise like a madman, but your body is not changing. Now, I went from a 42, now I'm down to a 34 waist in 30 days. 10 inches off my waist. Why? I exercise on the empty stomach. Now, how many people do you know that do that? Yeah, I don't know nobody. Nobody talks about it. Because, again, you got to be a vibrational match. Now, I am trying to lose weight, but I'm not trying to lose muscle. So I am building muscle. My muscle mass, my biceps have increased by an inch. My thighs have increased by 2 inches. My waist has dropped by almost 10 inches. My chest has went from a 42 to a 46. Why? Because I am a vibrational match for fitness. Let me make sure you understand what a vibrational match is. A vibrational match means that you understand the freaking details. Fine-tune, because the devil is in the details. So you mean to tell me you got diabetes? And you don't understand the diet. You don't understand the details of what makes you a insulin insensitive. If you don't understand, now, if I was a diabetic, now, I know everything about diabetes, and I'm not a diabetic. But I talk to people who are diabetics. Everybody in my wife's family is diabetic. A lot of people in my wife's family, their kidneys are already gone. They're on dialysis. Now, my stepmother, who now passed away, who had cancer, drove down to Houston, gave her, redid her diet, took that Ensure that they gave her, poured it down the drink, they gave her 4 boxes of Ensure, and they sent her home to die. I went down there, poured it down the drink. She lived for another 6 months by following my regimen, and then she went right back to drinking Coke, smoking, and drinking Ensure. She was dead in a week. She died in less than a week after she went back to her old routine. See, brothers and sisters, unless you unload the mind, you cannot establish a new route. You must be a vibrational match for wealth before you get it. You must be a vibrational match for health before you get it. You must be a vibrational match for wisdom before it ever shows up. You have to be a vibrational match for your dream girl or your dream man before they show up. Now, according to the law of attraction, you attract what you vibrate. I'm not a big fan of the law of attraction. However, it does have some validity. I'm more a fan of universal spiritual law, a.k.a. scriptures. But that's just my, again, that's where I came from. That's my culture. See, you must start raising your vibration today, knowing, not believing, all of the details of the thing you want to vibrate with. Now, if I'm attracted to a female, and I want that female, but right now that female not interested in me, I'm going to find as much information as I can about that female without being a stalker or without being weird or this, that, and the other. Why? I want to be the vibrational equivalent of that female. So if I'm that, if I'm interested in a female and she's a corporate America high-dollar female and I'm a janitor at McDonald's, but I like that female, what do you think I got to do? I mean, I'm just putting this out there. Yeah, I might want to enhance my economic gain. Because why? I got to be a vibrational match. Now, people tell me all the time, Doc, that doesn't matter. I've never seen a relationship. I've seen many of them start, but I've never seen one finish. Never. Including my own. I've never seen a relationship with two unequally yoked people that last. Now, I've seen people play house. I've seen people do what people did in the military, who they got married so that they get the BAQ, you get the extra chick to live off base. I've seen that. I've seen arranged marriages. I've seen people who got together just so because they we get together, we have pretty babies. I've seen that. I've seen all kind of crazy, crazy stuff. But I've never, ever seen a high-intensity person and a low-intensity person get together and love each other. I'm talking about real love. I'm not talking about none of this stuff where you sit in the room and both of y'all got y'all cell phones on for hours. Nobody touched nobody. Nobody hugged nobody. Nobody kissed. I've never seen it. You should be running around when you 80 like you're in high school, chasing each other. That's what I'm going to be doing. Vibrational match. Now, everybody, thankfully, get to choose their own vibration. That's where the universe says that, hey, there are profound life-changing insights that will realign you with your diakonia, and that is going to resonate, allow you to resonate energetically, creator or creators, anybody at any time, can tap into the source. You don't need no reverend, no doctor, no bishop, no master teacher, 33. Anybody can do it anytime they want. All you got to do is become clear that you want to be wealthy, healthy, wise, and in a great relationship. Once you say that that's what I want, then you automatically raise your vibration. And the way that you do that, brothers and sisters, is by you allow the absence, or you remove fear, doubt, and unbelief. How do you remove fear, doubt, and unbelief? By having a strong desire to attract wealth, health, and wisdom into your life. At the same time, not focusing on your fear, doubts, and unbelief. By simply having that desire, you will be able to attract the details that you need in order to stop sending a mixed signal to the universe. On one hand, you want to be wealthy, but on the other hand, you don't know how. So the universe is like, okay, which one is it? So you got to establish a strong desire, one. That's going to automatically create doubt because you don't know how. Okay, I want to make $100,000. I don't know how. By simply saying it and then look for the universe is going to draw you, it's going to bring the plan. Now, I said, I want to make $100,000 a year. The universe says, oh, you got to charge more money for doing the same thing that you're doing, but I can't charge more money for doing the same thing. Then the universe said, add more value. If you're going to charge somebody $5,000 for a product, service, information, you need to give them $10,000 in value. So I need to come up with something that's worth $10,000 and sell it for $5. Why? A blind man won't pass up that deal. So that's what I did. But first, I started by saying one thing. I want to make them more money. But as soon as I said that, what do you think happened? My self-esteem, since I didn't have none, my low self-worth says, Negro, ain't nobody going to give you no $5,000 for your $2 book. But I told myself, but I got 50 of them. my ego, my limited self-worth starts sabotaging my success. Negro, nobody going to get, I don't care if you got 100 books. Anybody going to give you that, no $5,000. Yeah, but in addition to the books, and so I'm talking to myself, telling myself how much value that I have in my program. But my alter ego is telling me, sit down, boy. Who you fooling? Nobody going to give you no $5,000 to be a part of no, what you call it again? You can't even pronounce the word. Cat or who? So I had to do what? I had to remove the straw man. That's why my program starts with understanding the basics. And the first thing that we do, we remove that negative habit pattern, that mechanism, that set point, that ceiling that says you can only make $10 an hour, that ceiling that says that, okay, you can lose 10 pounds, but you can't lose 20. I don't care what you do. You ain't losing 20. There's a set point. There is a genetic code that's inside of your body that you have to override. And I'm going to teach you how to override yours the same way I overrode mine, by rewriting my brain and changing the receptors on my blood cells so that way my body doesn't burn glucose. Do you know that a sugar molecule, a fructose molecule, and a glucose molecule are exactly the same? Do you know that? Do you know that the only difference is that an electron and a proton intercommunicate to become an atom or a hydrogen? There's only one element, hydrogen. Everything else is the manipulation of hydrogen. So the electrons and the subatomic particles called leptons, they get together with what is called quarks, and they fuse together. And they intercommunicate with gluons. Now, what does that mean in English? That means the communication is called emergent intercommunication. If you change the emergent intercommunication on a subatomic particle, the communication between subatomic particles can be changed. I don't know if you understand what that means. But in layman's terms, what that means is right now I can change, and this is what I do, so that way my body gets a different communication, and my brain switches, and it stops burning glucose and fructose, burning ketones, like ketosis. That's called fat. You can do the same thing, but you got to change your imminent intercommunication between the subatomic particles inside of your blood. And you do the same thing with the neurons and the synapses inside of your brain. That's how deep this program is. This ain't no willy-nilly program. This is some MIT stuff. This is stuff they should be teaching at Harvard and Yale. Because why? What does it do? It overrides the strong man. So that way now I'm okay, and I'm eligible for a higher vibratory rate, meaning I don't feel bad by charging what I'm worth, because I serve the universe, so I'm worth the universe. Your rewards in life was your service to others. I serve a lot of people, so I reap the rewards from a lot of people. The only reason that you're poor is because your service is too small. Increase your service. Now, I'm not talking about the number of people. I'm talking about the number of cells inside your brain. What does that mean? That means that I am using more of my brain to think about 25 in 2017. Meaning, I'm using more blood cells and neurons to focus on the dream. Because what you think about is what you bring about. You can't do it until you can think it. And so this requires you to think differently. That way you can do differently. By understanding how communication takes place inside of living creatures, that is how you understand, and that is how you change how you communicate with the big creature, with the Father. Cellular communication, brothers and sisters, cellular nutrition, cellular, just like a cell phone. Same way bacteria are the bad guy, the bacteria, the bad guy communicate, the cells communicate. Once you understand cellular communication, then you understand how to get rid of the straw man. This is what I teach inside of my book, The Biology of Behavior. So my brothers and my sisters, went over time just a little bit. Thank everybody so much for joining me on today's show. Remember, you can't get what you ask for. You can only get what you are vibrationally for. You draw into your life whatever you are vibrational match. What you think is great, but what you vibrate is greater. My brothers and my sisters, I am Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May the sun bless you. His name is Yahushua. May the Ruach, instead of part one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because he will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will see you in eternity.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. It's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle and seize, firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn or something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the pot. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You go with us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams that dream, some dreams come true. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams that dream, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Still dreaming, man. Still dreaming.